This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. NMED Secretary urges EPA to regulate perchlorate. In reaction to a recent tentative decision by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, to not set maximum contaminant levels for perchlorate under the Federal Safe Drinking Water Act, New Mexico Environment Department NMED Secretary Ron Curry asked EPA to reconsider their decision. Curry said, "We are concerned that the EPA is rushing to a decision on perchlorate without sufficient consideration in the closing days of the current administration. EPA's decision is driven by politics and reducing cleanup requirements for the military rather than protection of public health based on science. Perchlorate is a chlorine-based contaminant that is both naturally occurring and man-made. It is a component of rocket fuel and often ends up in groundwater through improper disposal practices by rocket test sites, military bases, and nuclear weapons manufacturing facilities. Perchlorate exposure has adverse effects to human health. It interferes with intake of iodide by the thyroid gland, which leads to problems with metabolism and hormones in adults, and problems with proper development in children. Perchlorate especially affects people with thyroid disorders, pregnant women, developing fetuses, and infants." EPA determined that between 16,000 and 28,000 pregnant women nationwide are potentially at risk to perchlorate exposure in the areas where it has been detected, but EPA failed to account for such future health threats in its recent decision. Curry asked in a letter to the EPA administrator that the federal agency regulate perchlorate in order to protect drinking water supplies and human health. New Mexico pumps about 90% of its drinking water from groundwater. At present, EPA does not regulate perchlorate in drinking water. Nevertheless, Massachusetts and California both have safety regulations in place, setting a maximum limit of 2 micrograms per liter and 6 micrograms per liter, respectively. There is limited data about perchlorate contamination. However, what data there is shows contamination in drinking water systems around New Mexico in such areas as Cannon Air Force Base in Clovis, Melrose Bombing Range near Clovis, Holloman Air Force Base near Alamogordo, White Sands Missile Range near Socorro, Kirtland Air Force Base and Sandia National Laboratories in Albuquerque, and Los Alamos National Laboratory in northern New Mexico. The contamination levels vary, but detected levels range from 12.6 micrograms per liter found in drinking water wells at Kirtland to an astounding 680 micrograms per liter detected in a monitoring well at Sandia. Federal law requires EPA to regulate contaminants when they occur in drinking water at levels possibly threatening human health. However, EPA's recent decision is contrary to this requirement. The contamination at LANL alone potentially threatens the drinking water supply for the entire county of Los Alamos, which serves around 20,000 people. In his letter, Curry asserted that, quote, "We must protect our state's limited drinking water supply from this harmful contaminant," end quote. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, "We are pleased with the Environment Department's action. However, given the number of findings and the high levels of contamination, CCNS urges the department to make setting a state drinking water standard for perchlorate a priority," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about this or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.